stay with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, but no Tina Goodrich. We got Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T, and Tina's replacement for the next...
Gina.
For maybe 3 months or so. Gina Johnston-Small, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. We was talking about maybe you, if you were going to have someone on the show with you, but we said, you know, for this first one without Tina, she's not here, training wheels are off, we're gonna make you do the whole thing all on your own. So, but Mason Dixon will make it easy on you for sure.
In fact, I'm thinking we should change it up a little bit, because you got the, everybody's heard the Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich bumper, but we should change it. Maybe have it be like when they did Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom with Marlon. What was
still
his name?
Still on an insurance gig. Yeah.
No. So I don't know.
Marlon Wayans.
Must be
Marlon
Wayans.
No, it's not Wayans. Marlon Wayans was from, it was one of the Wayans brothers.
You could have List with Tina's Let's Talk Real Estate with Gina's Johnson Smalls, Gina Smalls. What is it?
Well, what's the jingle? Isn't
I don't know. We'll come up with it.
Well, that's why Tina. Still, this is still Tina's segment.
I know, so but you call it List with Tina's.
When Dan Brokaw took the day off, it wasn't the nightly news with someone new. It was nightly news with Dan Brokaw. And sitting in for Dan Brokaw would be Gina Johnston.
Yeah, but
Small.
Summer replacement series, like the Ropers and stuff like that, they still didn't call it Three's Company. They called it the Ropers and Summer Replacement Series. So
Here's what I'm going to have you do, Mason Dixon.
What's that?
I'm going to have you call Tina. And have you work this out with her and what she wants to do, because unfortunately she's still her time, but she's relenting it and to Gina Johnston-Small, which is nice, because it's nice to have someone new in the studio for sure. But
so do we do Lists with Tina featuring
Lists with Tina? No, it's Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, but featuring Gina Johnston-Small.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds good.
Tina. So that's where we're going to stay for now. Mason, if you feel the need to get that changed, you go right ahead and give Tina a call, work it out, and let me know what happens, okay?
Right.
And while you're at it, make sure you drop your laundry at the goodies wash and go.
Bring some quarters with you. All right. So, Gina, what's going on in your real estate world right now?
So last time, you know, we had that property, Cloma, that was pending, and then
$135,000.
Yes, that's back pending again. We're working on getting that one closed too with local agent.
I've got to ask, Mason, how did you know that you weren't here last week?
I listened
to the show on the podcast.
I wanted to hear how you guys did the wrap up with the Howl at the Moondog.
It was not good.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was great.
I just said
he wanted. Tina took charge. Tina jumped in and said, "We're going howl at the Moondog on the count of three." So I wanted to hear how that went. So yeah, you had a place that was going back on the market, and it was listed for $135,000, which is unheard of in this day and age.
Yes, that's pending again. 619 LaGrange is still available. That turnkey for $259,900. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and we can always. Well, I guess let's just talk about that house for a minute. How much did you say that was?
$259,900. That's turnkey. That's,
how many bedrooms are in
there?
That's
the one with the Jack and Jill bathroom. The Brady Bunch.
Two bedrooms, one bath.
Thank you.
I love the front porch on this house. It's so like a little screened in.
It's
lovely. Well, it's not screened in, but it has it set up where you could just sit and chill.
It's lovely. It's lovely. And then we have an upcoming, I'll be doing an open house later today from 1 to 3 in Finville if anyone wants to stop out and get some gourmet cookies and some macchiato coffee.
Oh.
Well, shouldn't you be pleasing us with the house?
Yeah, aren't we supposed to be looking at the house?
We're driving all the way to Finville for the cookies.
Yeah, remember.
Oh, by the way, this house is for sale.
Yeah, remember, you're trying to attract home buyers, not studio hosts and co-hosts.
Freebies.
Do you have that one listed on your website? Yeah.
That one actually is listing from Kimberly Stokes at Green Ridge. Uh-huh. I just love to do marketing and hosting open houses. And so that's...
So you do that for other realtors?
I do.
So sweet.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's fun.
So tell us about this house in Finville.
I hope you don't do it for them for free.
You know, she buys me dinner.
All right. All right, that's good.
Hey, it works, right?
There's a lot of things I would do for dinner. Yes.
but it's fun. It's good experience. And then it's another tool for marketing for an agent. Even if you do an open house for someone else, anyone who comes in and they don't have anyone representing them, I can share everything about the home for, you know, someone. say Kimberly, but if they don't have an agent, then by the, they become mine if they want to put an offer in and they don't have one already. So okay. It's just another little aspect of marketing that I do.
Brilliant. So tell us about this house in Fanville.
And it's fun. And this one we may take up the show talking about. This one's at 6225 Arrowhead Drive in Fanville. It's a 1,500 square feet listed at $489.
Well, can I slow you down? You talking.
She's pretty fast.
I know she talks, but she also's using real estate jargon that we ain't used to. When you
I was able to.
Well, you're following along on the internet.
6225 Arrowhead Drive, Fanville, Michigan.
Two bedroom, two bath. Is that what a 2-2 is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No, that's what you wear.
And now I see water right in the front.
This one's right on the mouth. You're right on the mouth of Kalamazoo River. 45-minute drive. Your boat can be right there, right off the deck, off the back. It's a 45-minute stroll to the Lake Michigan to do dinner and entertainment in Douglas. Mm-hmm. Saugatuck. This one's in Riverside Estates. This one's different. This one's a private owned estate. So the rules are there's no short term rental there. Mm-hmm. There are no children. You can have your grandchildren.
I like that.
Come 2 weeks at a time.
I don't think you should be able to do that either. keep all the kids out.
But it's a really nice, peaceful piece of just delight.
It looks beautiful.
You couldn't have your kids there.
Just looking at the wood ducks, swans, the eagles are nesting right now. It's a beautiful place. It's custom.
Are those bald eagles that are nesting?
Yeah, they're eagles nesting there right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A paddleboard and kayak, or just
we do another
right there.
Kind, don't we?
Yeah. Right there, right.
American Eagle.
And the house is beautiful.
And in the three season porch, I can watch you drop your kayak.
Nice.
She has a kayak?
My sisters have kayak.
Okay.
But
all right.
I've kayaked. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
So that one, the open house is later today, 1 to 3. I'd love to see everyone.
For cookies and macchiato. Yeah, is that what you said?
What is macchiato?
I'm going to dress up like a rich person and walk around.
Whoa. Oh, what's the price on it?
$235.
This one's
$489. Oh, $49. I was almost on the two.
Yeah. No, the $259.
Hey, Gina, if I put in a $235 offer, would you bring that to them?
I mean, I would absolutely bring it to them.
Yeah.
I would encourage
with
you.
With a laugh. So, Rob Dog, what you did is he took the $135,000 Coloma house with the $259,000 South Haven house and put it a $235,000 offer on the $459,000 Fanville house.
You know, I think that this house is worth the money. If you
it's
look
really,
at the pictures.
It's really beautiful.
And especially just the scenery. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect little place to retire, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should bring Amanda Jones to your open house. She'd be a good wing woman to have.
Today.
Like, look at that sunset.
One to three.
Imagine sitting in your back porch area and just watching that sunset.
And everything's custom.
You made it in life. That's how you know you made it.
It is. But we need to take a break. We come back, we'll have more Gina Johnson Small. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, who isn't here on Rob Bird's Woodnock Show.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've
been a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served the
Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Holland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Let's talk
Rebecca and Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T here in the studio, and Gina Johnson Small in for the next several months for Tina Goodrich. So, do you have any kids?
I have four, and then I have two bonus, so six.
Realize that this is a setup. Because right off the air during the break, she says, I ain't supposed to embarrass my kids. So Rob sees that as an opportunity.
Time to embarrass the kids.
It's a time to get the kids involved.
So are they all potty trained?
They are.
For the most part?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and what are those ages?
Over 20, under 30.
We can't embarrass those kids. They're adults.
Yeah.
And two daughter-in-laws and three grandchildren.
Okay.
So, bless your heart.
It's hard to embarrass adults, but it certainly isn't the kids. We can do that pretty easy. But we got the kids. I assume they're all out of the house.
Most.
There's no failure. There is a failure to launch.
Are any of them going into real estate with you?
Actually, good. Thank you. Yes, Avery Johnston. She's a realtor at Green Ridge at our office, too. And my daughter-in-law, Amy Johnston, is a realtor at Green Ridge as well.
Oh, all right. So you certainly are keeping them in the family. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, how long have they been in real estate?
We've all been under five.
Under five.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we jumped together.
Now, okay. Is there competition amongst you or a collaboration?
In real estate, you're an independent contractor. So everyone in our office is part of our same team. We're all individual contractors. So we're all each other's competition.
They're all competition, yes. That's why we call it the Shark Tank.
So yes, we are. We can. There are sharks.
Oh, yeah.
However, though, even other agencies, and we encourage other people to come and do the real estate. Let's talk with Tina, with someone else on a different point, too. But we all come together collaboratively to make a deal go through. So even if we're at a different agency, we're all a team. We want to come together, be friends, work together well, and get things done.
Nice.
How many are in town? Do you know?
Real estate agencies. Yes.
Real estate agents.
I have no idea.
It seems like about 800.
I know. Well, that's what it seems like.
Office, we have 16.
Yeah, just at your office. There's like, seven or eight realtors
in town? So over 100.
When we were kids, that's all the realtors they had was probably eight.
Eight.
Total.
I remember then.
And now there's eight of you in an 8x8 office.
Yeah.
Crammed in.
trying to sell one home. I mean, it's... I'm not dogging you. That's a lot of
competition.
There's only two people in my office, which in my personal office, which is beautifully decorated and done and cozy. But the thing with real estate is you can work from home part time. You can stay home and raise your children or homeschool and be a realtor. You can work have another full time job and still be a realtor. So say we have 16 agents in our office in total. There's only about 7-8 of us that are there full time all the time, but everyone has their own track of however they want to use real estate and how they want to be active.
I'm going to ask you about balancing that, because with my experience with realtors, say that I have something scheduled to do something with them and it's not real estate related. If there's any kind of a real estate call, I'm the one who's getting canceled on every time. If there's real estate involved, everything else goes away. So how do you do that when you're taking care of the kids and you get that call and say, we want to go look at this house right now. What do you do? And you say, what do you do at that point?
Then they have to make arrangements. It's almost like there's a meme or a GIF. GIF or
he's gonna say that's a GIF. GIF. I listen to that part
that's
too.
That's a battle for another day.
Someone calls real estate and you're literally jumping in your laptop. Yesterday we had the sing along, Soha sing along, the first one for that. I had
wait,
to
did you just say what kind of sing along was that?
What kind of sing along was that?
Soha.
It's not a term that I'm using. It's actually what it was called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was
Foundry Hall or Eagle Street.
Dykeman Park. And it was really lovely and nice.
It's called the South Haven sing-along?
No, it's the Soha sing-along. That's what she said.
I don't recognize that.
I'll send you the flyer.
Yeah, it's in a flyer.
Overlooking
they
big,
had a song list.
Overlooking Big Blue.
Yes. And it was really fun.
Watching Big Blue.
Whoever came up with that moniker needs to be hung.
Three Stop sides. That.
That's three, like saying death. Okay.
But yeah. It was just three songs in, and I had to step aside because I had to be on the phone. It was real estate involved.
Yep.
What songs did you get to sing?
More. There's more room at the table. We got to do Something Sunshine. We got to do Bob Dylan.
What was the Bob Dylan song?
I don't know what the playlist is.
What do they call it? The Soha sing-along?
That's what it is called.
So anyway, Rob was asking you about balancing. But when you are at a function, you have to decide whether it's important enough to interrupt what you're doing. Is that what you do?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Because what the whole purpose of everything is, that's your job. We're not 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's all the time. I shut it off at 10, but I'll receive emails and texts and maybe be on the phone at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I got the song list if you want me to.
No. Okay, go ahead.
On Top of Spaghetti, key in D by, I don't know.
You don't have to give us the keys.
No. It's what it says, though. Room at the Table, Carrie Newcomer.
I never heard that one.
Blowing in the Wind, Bob Dylan.
Blowing in the Wind.
Thank you.
You said something about the sun. Was there something about the sun?
There was Imagine by John Lennon, but then you're going, I don't think you got that far. Did you?
I had to step out and talk.
I don't see anyone about the sun. So.
But I was there for the whole thing. It was fun.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. I'm just confused. I don't know where the whole conversation went to now.
You asked about how do they balance, and she had to step away.
That Facebook's called Soha Sings.
He's already not going to look. So it's already a turn off.
There's not enough letters in that.
He doesn't like it when you use the term Soha.
It's Southa-Haven.
Yeah.
Two words.
Southa-Haven Sings.
Yeah,
Southa-Haven.
Again, with a healthy balance, though. Can't we let some people call it whatever they want? And
sure.
Or
as long as you don't call
it, to make a healthy balance.
As long as you don't call Lake Michigan Big Blue, we got to put an end to that.
Yes, I don't do either. I don't use either.
Well,
term,
you are tops in my book now.
I'm sorry, but
I don't like either one of them. But regardless, maybe just I've been here too long, an old fart. I can't take anything new.
So, Gina, do you have a specialty that you said you'd like doing marketing and open houses, but what's your specialty with real estate?
Hold that thought. We need to take a break.
That's what we call teasing the radio industry.
Yes, we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, on Robert's Moondog Show.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flat work, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to hodfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on hodfilm.com.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Amanda Jones, Scott T. And let's talk real estate without Tina Goodrich. Gina Johnson Small here in the studio. We're having fun. Has this been everything you thought it would be?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be.
Isn't it so much more fun without Tina?
Oh, don't throw her under the bus like that.
I'm kidding. We miss Tina. I love Tina. But it is. But I will say, I mean, because last week when you were in, Tina was here. But now the spotlight is directly on you. How's that feel?
I mean, it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good.
It's fun. We have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talk a little real estate and what you're going to have to now, if you ever went back and listened to the shows, there's a few times where Tina has to kind of get us back on track because we like to.
Oh, we try to get her off the subject of real estate. Yes. But as we went to the commercial break, I said, what's your specialty? And that was our teaser. So now you get a chance to answer that question.
Thank you. And we mentioned the young children who are above 20 and under 30. They're all buying homes right now. They're all out of college. They're all starting their careers, what they've been educated in and working hard for.
I'm going to ask this before you tell me that. What has been their biggest stumbling block as 20 to 30 year olds to getting a house purchase?
The prices.
Yeah.
The prices. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are purchasing together before they're even married and having children, buying homes together, both that have, you know, good careers starting out, but they don't know where
that
to go
is
and
so
what to do.
Scary.
Yeah, that's crazy because so I bought my first house at 19 and we were not married yet, and they advised me not to put him on anything.
That's how
and
it
I
used
didn't.
To be,
and everything went through just fine. But now it's totally different.
It is. It has changed. When I first was married in 1995, I think I wasn't on anything. Mm-hmm. I was a wife. It was a husband only all the time. And, and there was nothing for, and then I stayed home and was a homemaker and domestic engineer goddess for 12 years. And then the second home, same thing. Wives were not on.
But it was still half yours because of the dowry law in Michigan. If you're married, it's still half yours, even if you're not on it.
That's true. And then when you divorce, then it would be a quit deed. Then it would go into your name. Yeah. But up until that time, that's how that was for me. But they don't know where to go and what to do. And now they are getting financing together in two different names, not being, you know, being unmarried couples. Yeah. That's how they can afford something. It takes two people. Yeah.
Well, sometimes a second person can make it worse. That does happen. I've seen that in car sales. Where say, well, they're like, well, you're right on the edge of being able to get a car. If you had a co-signer, that could help you get a better rate. They bring in a co-signer and they run his credit. Now you can't get this car because the co-signer's credit was even worse.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about car sales.
But that's got to be the same way. I mean, if you try to bring a second person on, say Amanda's buying a house and she's got 800 credit, but yet there's a guy she wants. Well, okay, thank you. So whoever she's trying to, if she's buying a house with somebody and they've got a 600 credit, that probably can't help.
Well, if she's going to be buying a house for someone, she's an intelligent girl, and I think she would have someone as a partner with a good credit score, too. So they're going to be able to get better financing, better options, no PMI, and a higher price of a loan for a home, a better home.
Okay, so choose wisely. Is I guess the moral of the story.
Mm-hmm. Credit scores mean a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to live in the woods. So I'm just trying to be a part of, not even part
you
of that.
You can
grid.
Live up in Fenville for $459,000. Wasn't that what it was listed at?
$489.
She could talk him down to $459.
Well, actually, they're right on the river. What you do is build yourself just a little river barge and drop an anchor and live right there on their property.
And best of all, you pay no property tax.
That's right.
Yeah, they're
right
friends
there.
With your neighbor, so they don't
it's
get
like
that.
The Who song, watch the police and the tax man miss me. I'm going mobile.
I was doing the theme song from BJ and the Bear. Remember BJ and the Bear? Because you was a truck driver, Scott T. Do you ever have a little monkey?
No. Yes. He's got a tiny monkey. So, all right, Gina Johnson.
Gina Johnson Smalls. Is it Smalls like with a
small.
Pop?
It can
small.
Be anything.
Because, no, there's that famous line that
you're killing me, Smalls.
From the Sandlot.
Do you get that a lot?
No, but I mean, Matthew has. He has. Yeah. He
okay, because that might be a good marketing thing. You can get shirts made up. And
I'm selling
you're killing
it.
Me. You're killing it, Smalls.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
All right. So did we get to find out what your specialty is? I asked that a long time ago. We went to a commercial break. Then we got interrupted.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I love marketing and I like to just market and be the front runner and sharing your property and bringing you the best buyer.
So back in the old days, if somebody got a real good one, they'd send out postcards. Do you still send out postcards?
Sure we do.
Really?
We absolutely do.
Now, do you do a targeted thing? Like, we ain't going to sell it, send it to everybody. We just going to send it to, like, rich people? Or do you say everybody who's on your mail?
Or just certain neighborhoods.
Oh, is that
because,
how you
like,
do it?
Because, like, I'll get things from the car dealers when I have my old car. They're like, we're looking just right for a 2006 Pacifico. And I'm like, why? But, like, do you guys find neighborhoods where you're
we
just like,
we can't mass market like that, but we can choose blocks or areas, and then we just plunk it in and then have them sent out.
So I must be in a bad area. I've gotten no things from any real estate agents.
Are you loving that?
Yeah.
Or are you not loving that?
I love my space. I am very blessed where I'm at, and I could not afford to downsize, so I'm good where I'm at.
But the social media makes it easier for marketing, so we're on there, so we're saving trees.
I still think with everything that's changing in the real estate world, with listings really being the name of the game and going to be the name of the game moving forward, is you put together a door-to-door. You go to every, are you by chance willing to think about selling your house in the next year or whatever? If you are.
Oh, what is proper like that? If you have your eye on a house that you want and it ain't for sale, can you tell your realtor to go knock on their door?
Absolutely.
Really?
You can do that. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Anyhow, every house is for sale, Mason. It's just there's a price.
And then you run a CMA and have your information.
Country Music Awards.
Ready for you, and just bring an offer and cash speaks.
I mean, you may not think about selling your house until someone comes up and says, I'll give you $500,000 for it.
Hey, I may have to have you come around my whole block, the compound area, and convince my mom.
I will.
We have now run out of time, but I want to get your contact information if anybody wants to get a hold of Gina Johnson Small.
Oh, thank you. It's GinaJ@GreenRidge.com, and we're at 300 Kalamazoo Street in South Haven. And the number there is 269-637-8555. My cell phone number directly is 269-767-1720.
Of course, on listwithtina.net, who's...
I was going to say that. It was on my list.
Okay, well, go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening to this show. If you want to go back and listen to this or any others, go to moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net for your video production needs. Trustinbirdband.com for music. HODfilm.com for House of David, Life Everlasting, and the Bearded Boys of Baseball documentaries. Monster Moo Creation on Instagram and Etsy for Amanda Jones Creations. Commercial sponsors and advertisers we would like to thank include Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Goody's Worship and Go, Pure Salon and Spa, what's that say? Oh, Mama's TJM Barbecue. Welcome back, Larry. And John Isom, he does flat work, carpentry, and masonry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to thank our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading. That's DCIR.org and Senior Services of Van Buren County, where DJ Rob is going to be doing this thing next week. And don't forget about me, RacingMason.com. And now on the count of three, going holler at the moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Holler at the moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.